Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
What's up, everybody? I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C., and I'm like, hello?
You gotta wait for that delay.
An extended pause this time. How's everyone doing? It's been a busy week. We have the after show to talk about. Watch What Happens Live with Katie and Ariana and the Valley.
Yes.
Ooh, and you guys on Patreon, because last week I was trying to cram in Summer House before my house guest came, but I didn't make it. So I'm either going to do it tonight or tomorrow, just do a double header on both episodes. So that, and then we have to finish up on Vanderpump Villa.
Yes.
We did 1 through 3, so we need to do 4 through 6. Maybe we'll shoot for this weekend or something. So yeah. Anything else happening?
I feel like I was, like, feeling kind of bored. And then all of a sudden, like, people started shooting, like, all these plans at me. Like, do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? This? I'm like, oh, my God. Like, on Tuesday, it's, like, our longstanding, like, Disneyland day. But one of my friends just messaged me and was like, I have 3 tickets to Aladdin. Do you guys want to go? So I was like, well, damn, that sounds fun. And then, you know, I have like, yeah, other people are like, what are you doing in this? I'm like, oh my, like the week is just filling up. We're like, getting cray cray.
Like it's a theater performance or a movie or what?
Yeah, theater, like at Seegerstrom.
Oh. Yeah, you should do that over Disneyland. You do Disneyland
for sure.
All the time.
For sure.
Well, and then possibly Wednesday morning, like Splash Pad.
I know. But then I'm like, if I'm going to a show Tuesday and then I'm going to do that Wednesday, when am I going to watch the show and podcast? Like, that's right at my busy podcasting time. But I could probably, I'm sure I could come home, watch it, and be ready in the morning. So it'll work out.
Or we could do it live while the Splash Pad's happening.
Yeah, that's, well, I just have to figure out when to watch it, I guess, is the problem. I could just sit in there in the theater and just watch while.
Or at night or at, like in the morning.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It doesn't start till 7:30. So I'll just watch the early feed, go to the show, and then podcast in the morning.
Yeah. Watch from 5 to 6.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. And then we do it live.
Yeah. 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 Perfect.
Because I'd have to leave the room anyways, probably.
Yeah.
Well, we can see. All right. Well, I'm a little bothered.
What?
So, do you really think between, like, moving and Brock the Builder, he's, like, out there building a retaining wall, and he's like, you know what? I need to know what's going on with something about her. I'm gonna stop building for a while, and I'm going to go inside and do some internet research on something about her. Or do you think Sheena watched our stories and reels, as she does because she follows us, and said, Brock, why don't you talk about this? I can't talk about it because if I do, they'll say I'm like being jealous or a naysayer. So why don't you bring it up? And they used our content because he pretty much used our content verbatim.
It really was. Yeah, it's really, he opened his mouth with that whole thought process. I was is a joke. It's insane.
Verbatim.
Yes.
Or he got it from Reddit, because I have seen people post, lift our content, put it in Reddit, not credit or tag us, and then other people post it, and like, not knowing, it's not those people's fault, that it's just exactly what happened with the Jackson Faith tapes. People put it in Reddit. The Reddit people initially are good, but then people take it from there, and then they drop the credit, and it's so annoying. It's like, you know, we do a lot of homework, guys, and just, so he could have gotten it from Reddit. I'm not saying Sheena watched our stories and told Brock to go do it, but it does seem a little out of Brock's wheelhouse to be, like, snooping into, like, the sandwich shop status. That seems a little bizarre.
I also have a theory that more people, although that was leaked to us, it would not be far-fetched to say that the inner group knew that information.
Yes. No, I agree, because it's the same inner group. So I'm sure they've all discussed what we were informed of. But I'm saying he went and did the exact same steps we did.
100%.
And said it the exact same way. Like, oh, how? Because what we were told had nothing to do with, like, I don't know. He's like, and then I found the attorney is her husband. And like, he's not cross-referencing
No.
Husband. Like, I went to her Instagram, her Facebook, her culinary website, catering website.
Yeah, we researched everything.
The marriage, I went to his law firm, I went to his, like, to make sure, yes, they're married, this is the situation, this is his lawyer.
Yeah, we matched addresses with filings, everything.
Yeah, and Brock is saying that, and, like, he did exactly those steps. I'm like, oh, what a coincidence. We really, like, great minds think alike, huh?
Yeah.
We did it in the exact same way. But anyways, fine. You're welcome, Brock.
I just feel like, once again, certain things are handed to certain cast members to bring up, and it's their job to do so. And the fact that they're choosing Brock to be, like, bring that evidence in, it doesn't make sense. It's like, you guys have to pick someone different. It has to be someone different.
Yeah, he was the one, like, Sheena's like, why is that girl talking to my husband? So he was the one that kind of set up the T situation with Ariana and Sheena and T. He was the one that brought up, like, started the Max thing. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He's trying to earn that paycheck. He's trying to expand that paycheck.
Oh, totally.
And, you know, he's doing the work.
Well, I was, as he was, like, saying that, and I was, like, sitting on the couch rolling my eyes this morning, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And then I was like, well, who would I have rather had bring this up? And, like, it wouldn't, like, James would have tried to make it, like, too funny, because it's not funny. Sheena would have just come off, like, being, like, nosy and catty. So, I
Lala
guess...
Lala would have come off as, like, a know-it-all and degrading.
Yeah. So, I guess Brock was kind of their only choice, unless they threw it to someone in the valley, and that would have been really annoying. Jasmine's like, actually, I looked it up, and... It's like, no.
Oh, well. All good. So, okay, so after show. I thought it was funny when Schwartz was like, yeah, I'm thinking about buying into Sandoval's home too, like, not just roommates. And Jax is like, that's a terrible idea. I'm like, yes, Jax is right. Who knew Jax could be right about so many things?
They're not going to buy into anything. It's going to be a rented home by Bravo for their spinoff show.
Yeah.
It's like they even dropped another hint during like it was Sandoval. He's like, "Well, who knows what's I don't know what, you know, we do a podcast together and, you know, I don't know, maybe another project coming up." It's like, "Shut up, Sandoval." Like, I cannot believe this man is being offered another opportunity. I can't believe it.
He's going to watch that.
I think did you hear Jerry like jerking off to it? Jerry's like, oh my god, like it would be crazy. It'd be like we'd go back to 5-1-1, put the sheet up. It's like, okay, like we can't, but it's like a fever dream to them.
Jerry also told Sheena that he sees Vanderpump going on forever. Okay. So yeah. Yeah, James is like, it's like Ben and Ted's excellent adventure.
But did you see how they were all sitting there fantasizing about it? Like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. They think it's funny. And I think they were low-key testing us to see if we thought them, like, driving around in the convertible was funny. And we didn't. We didn't think it was funny. No one liked it. So, no. I don't know who...
Yes, that's a precursor. That's a pre-trailer trailer.
Yeah, it is. And, like, I don't know who... I truly think it's people like Jerry and Andy and James, and they're like, it's dudes.
Well, they're going to have to dump their girlfriends then, because who wants to watch a show with, like, Toms and their two new young girlfriends.
You don't want to see Sandoval getting, like, long-stem red roses for his girlfriend?
For his super successful model girlfriend. I love that James was like, his model girlfriend.
Well, you know what, Sarah? Another thing she is generous, maternal.
Oh, my God. He basically used every word that he said Ariana was not.
Yes. Oh, I was done. I was like, he should have straight up said the complete opposite of my, I love how they keep saying ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I know. It was like maternal, nurturing, caring, spontaneous. Yeah. We have so much fun. It's like, okay, I see what you're doing here.
Yeah.
Trying to hit a nerve there, buddy.
Yeah.
And yeah, yes, who is it? Is it Schwartz's or Sandoval's girlfriend that's a vintage clothing curator?
Schwartz's.
That's right. Okay. Oh, she doesn't have a used clothing store? Oh, no. Okay. Vintage curator.
There's a difference, Sarah.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't need to see that. I've seen enough of Victoria already. Like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm good on that. The age thing. I mean, Katie and Ariana were being kind of generous, I thought. Like, you know, they're like, mentally, it actually makes sense for Sandoval. And Katie was treading lightly because, you know, she has gone for the young ones, you know, recently. So I thought they were considerate in their depiction of the Toms.
Yeah, I think, and I actually thought they were trying to be nice to the girls too, and not like just, you know, go in on. I thought that was fine how they handled that.
I love the, is it, Jerry, is it true your girlfriend dated Leonardo DiCaprio? And he's like, well, I think he dated, she, like, very briefly. So I'm like, oh, okay. So she's a yacht girl that he fucked, and then that was it.
And then I would, like, my feelings would have kind of been hurt if I was that girl. And then he's like, but I think she aged out. Like, oh, like, ouch. I mean, I know that's true of him, but still.
Yeah. Then they talk about, does Schwartz have a degradation kink? And then they pan over. He's like, oh, you know, Katie, she's just kind of like, delightfully passive aggressive. It's like, okay, so you just confirmed that yes, you do.
Oh, he totally does.
Yeah.
I think that's a very, like, common fetish, though. I think a lot of people like that, men and women, you know?
Yeah, there's, like, businesses you can go to be degraded.
I've always wanted to go to the restaurant where they're, like, mean to you, where they're like, well, what the fuck do you want to order? Hurry up! You know, like, I want
to... Oh, I've been to that several times. I've one in San Diego on the Gas Lamp, and then the one in Vegas. Excalibur.
Were they mean to you?
Yeah. And they have to make you wear that stupid hat.
Oh, yeah.
That they, like, draw on and stuff. It's like a KKK paper hat. It's like, this doesn't feel right. What's it called? Dave's Last Resort? Dick's Last Resort.
Dick's.
Yeah. They could be meaner, though. But I was like, I heard years ago, probably 5 or 6 years ago, on Heather McDonald, she interviewed a girl that worked, it's in Long Beach, there's a house, or Culver City or something, where, you know, like, CEOs and businessmen and whatever go to, you know, get degraded, and these women are like, you know, make them walk on all fours, and they whip them or chain them or whatever, but there's no sex. And I'm like, I could do that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to touch them or sex or anything. You just yell at them. Like, I could be Katie. Like, they make bank. I'm like,
honestly, they should add that element to the sandwich shop. Like, once Ariana gives it to Katie and it's, like, fully Katie's.
Insulted by Katie.
Then you come, she's like, what do you know what the menu is? Freaking order. You know, like, it would be amazing. How about for
an extra $5.95, you'll get an eye roll. For $12.95, you'll get, like, a tongue lashing.
I would pay the $20 upgrade for her to say wool.
Well, yeah, it's just wool. I wonder how she says, like, when she wears wool. Does she say, yeah, I'm wearing some well? We got to get her to say some. Oh, let's just get her on. I don't think she's on Cameo, though, actually. I'm pretty sure she's not. If we can get her on Cameo, we can write out the script. It'll be perfect.
Like when I wrote out the script for Sheena.
Oh my God.
You guys, I ordered a Cameo for Sarah. And I wrote it out for Sheena to say to her. And it was so horrible. Like, I'm gonna freaking pull that shit up and replay it, because she's like, "And I'm so glad that you're staying in the happy place, in Rob's happy place, in the cabin." Like, there was something else. It was so...
Yeah,
it,
you made her talk about Rob's cabin after he had dumped her, and she was devastated.
Like there was this whole... Like, I went on, and she was just... Like, she literally read it verbatim and was like, "So hope you have a good time at the happy place, and Rob hangs a TV in 7 minutes or less. Happy birthday, Sarah."
This is like March, and he dumped her like December, January-ish. Like, they had that, he dumped her in the fall, but then they kept hooking up. And so I think Sheena still was trying to get him back, right? But then he like officially, or she did, the official finality was like just a month or two before the Cameo, where you made her talk about him, and she did it.
But it was all like buzzwords from Vanderpump Rules, so I thought it would be like, it was like very like light, you know, it was all the key words, but the way she, it was so funny. It was like, oops, I guess she didn't like that.
At the end of this, she basically kind of self-complimented herself, because she's like, Summer Moon is so empathetic. She just feels, she can sense, you know, the emotions. She's just such an empath. And, you know, Kristen's like, "Oh, I wonder where she got it." And she's like, "I know, she's my daughter." I'm like, did you just compliment yourself? I think so.
And, like, I don't want to, like, downplay anything about that statement, but, like, pretty much, like, if you show, it's true, like, it made me sad when she was saying that, because it's like, no, you shouldn't be Ella Enchanted in front of your child and always be like, "Summer, hi, everything is rainbows and sunshine," because it's not. You know, like, it's okay to, like, let your guard down and show your daughter that, like, there's, you know, sides of you that, you know, you have feelings too. I think that's really important to show. But then at the same time, it's like when you have a child that young, like, I totally get what she's saying. Like, if you showed that all the time, it would be like traumatic for her. So I got that.
Okay. Anything else on the after show?
No, this one was like, I felt like it was like kind of short.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, I'm just going to watch this. There wasn't really any big revelations or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Or shade.
Yeah, it was really light.
On Watch What Happens Live, I realized I don't think Andy ever went to see Ariana in Chicago.
There was some major tension, I felt like, between them, you know, about Ariana watching the show. And then, I felt like she threw the show back at him, and her Broadway show back at him. And, major.
I mean, I would have liked her to watch, too, for the reunion, so that the reunion could have been the best it could have been, and she could address all the shit that she didn't see by filming. She's like, no, you lived it, but you didn't live what Sheena said in her confessional. You didn't see that.
And to be fair, I think that is where, like, Sheena and Lala's frustrations are coming from, because it's like, you can't sit here and be mad at us if you didn't even watch it, because Sheena did take up for Ariana quite a bit. Like, obviously, I am still on Ariana's side, like, after watching the whole thing, but I am with Sheena on the fact that it's not fair that she's watching the show on TikTok clips. It's not a full picture.
It's like what every single one of them are doing with Raquel's podcast.
Yes.
They're not listening to it. They're hearing a TikTok clip and be like, well, she said this. It's like, well, if you actually listen to the whole sentence.
Yes, exactly. You
understand the
exactly.
perspective.
But I don't blame I think that Ariana had two jobs. That's what happens when you're working two jobs. When you're on a show and you're in a show, you gotta juggle, dude. And I think that she could have watched her screeners they're really fast with no commercial, and still done her show. It's not like each night she's performing a brand new show. She knows what she's doing. Yes, she has to stay focused, but I thought that was a little insulting to all of us that watch, that tune in and are supporting her. It's like,
She has the time between her matinee and her evening show. I know you probably want to get some food, but like the makeup time, why can't you watch it on your phone? Why can't she watch it on her phone while she's getting her makeup done?
She has, she doesn't have to watch it on her show days. She has off days. She can, I don't know. I thought that was embarrassing for her, and I thought that Andy had a right to be like miffed by that, because it's like then what are we doing?
Yeah, well, because it's not even like Jax doesn't watch, Sheena doesn't watch, but it's like you need to watch for the reunion because you need to fully react to all this stuff that's said that you didn't film
again. Like I'm on Kate. Like thank you, Katie. She tunes in regularly. Thank you.
Yeah. So I just got the impression, because last time she was on, he's like, congratulations, you broke, you know, Broadway numbers or whatever, but he never said he saw it. I'm like, oh, he'll probably go before her runs up. But then he's like, congratulations. Like, he didn't
There is really no excuse. That's really freaking rude, honestly. Yeah. Like, he lives right there. Go walk into the theater. Or, like, even if he doesn't stay for the whole show, go watch the opening number and then leave.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was a little crazy. Yeah. I mean, freaking Jerry flew in.
And then the part where Ariana added, like, well, sorry, like, I had the job of my absolute dream, so I focused all on that. It's like, so Vanderpump Rules isn't your dream. We got it.
Well, you know? I had the dream job without this job. So
yeah. So
this is part of the dream.
Yeah. And I just think that if she really listened to how that, I don't think she means it like that, but like to a viewer that puts in so much time, like, you know what, Ariana, sometimes I don't want to rush back from Disneyland with my children to watch your freaking show, but I do. I watch every week. I podcast every week. Like, I devote my time to your show, and you can't devote a little bit of time to watch it and be up on what's going on. It's insulting.
Yeah. But she sure did catch like Sheena's backup dancer comment.
That was such like a TikTok thing. Like, it's so obvious. She's like it's like, get off social media and what and do your job.
Yeah, stop scrolling. Stop TikToking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never heard of the Boys Light podcast, and clearly neither had Andy. So how did they get to be bartenders?
I know. You know what? It made, actually, when I was watching that, I was like, I'm going to send an email and just like keep bugging the who I need to bug over there, because clearly we have to market ourselves.
I was thinking what we should do is write a pitch and credit all the things of the stories that we cracked, that we broke, all the groundbreaking stuff that we did first. And just, like, as a pitch, and just keep firing and hammering away at it, Adam.
One of my friends, her really good friend, was on Watch What Happens Live as a bartender. And she was like, I'll put you in contact with her, and, like, you can, like, maybe she can give you the right people to email. So she hit up her friend, and the friend was like, she's like, I like almost would encourage your friend to not even try, because it was, like, not a great experience. Apparently, like, they were, like, they're really hard to work with, and they, like, required, like, a lot of things from her. Like, it's, like, a very give-and-take thing to be a bartender. Like, they want something out of it. So, so she just said, like, it was, in the end, like, she wasn't sure it was even worth it. Like, everything she did to do that, you know, just for the little bit of time as the bartender. So I was like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, I remember even Heather McDonald saying she paid for her own travel just as a way to get on there this last time. And then, like, the energy was off and she felt like she bombed. It was a weird episode. And Andy, like, you could feel like he has some, like, brewing resentment towards her. Like, you know how he used to for the Crappens guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's some kind of, like, jealousy or some kind of seething. You can just feel it.
Yeah. But I feel like we would be great bartenders, and we would have great banter. So I think we would be great guests. But I was, but as far as like having something that we offer them, like I, the person that I'm talking about, like they did like, kind of like party setups, I guess you could say. And so they like, so Bravo wanted like all like a giant amount of her product for free, like set up. And it was like, you know, that's kind of, I don't know. It's a bummer.
You know, like when they have New York restaurant people on there, they bring all their food.
Yeah.
And
yeah. It's
like, oh, you've got all of every single cake in the green room for you, Andy.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like a lot of work, and then like Andy doesn't acknowledge it, like no one cares, and you like you know, hawked it all the way here from California. It's like, ugh, I don't know.
Well, we could offer them like a lifetime Patreon membership.
Yeah, we can make like friendship bracelets. We can, I don't know, we can bring a razor, Ariana's razor, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so Katie thinks Sheena's just being very inconsistent. It's very weird. Yeah, I would agree with that, that she is going to bat for Ariana a lot, but that at the same time, she's very, you know, male sympathizer.
But, like, I feel like just like it was the big, what is it? The big thing that everyone was saying was, Raquel was Ariana's best friend. How could she? Like, how many times did Lala yell that? She yelled that over and over. Sheena is supposed to be Ariana's best friend, period. Like, she has yelled that from the rooftop. So what happened? Suddenly now it's Sandoval's her best friend?
Yeah.
It shifted.
He's the only one that's ever had her back, ever.
Sandoval took up for her. Did you see my Britney post today?
No.
I shared, I was going through my photos at the Valley because ever since Jesse clapped back at Lala and said that he's actually 5'10 and a half, I was laughing so hard, and I was going through our Valley footage, and I was like, I know I like it. And to be honest, it might have been Danny that I was saying this about, but I was like, they're short. And so I wanted to see me and Jesse together, because I can, since I'm like 5'2 and a half, I can tell when people are short, just like I can tell Bronca is short. And so I was looking through my footage, and I found a cute picture of me and Brittany that I never posted because I hate posting pictures of myself. And I was like, F it. I'm going to post a picture of Brittany today. It's like relevant with the Valley. And so I just did a story, and I said, never be afraid to take up for your friends. And and then I posted an old picture of me and you from that night too. But Brittany viewed it, but she didn't heart it, like it, share it, or anything. But she did view it.
Yeah, she does do that. She doesn't heart it, or, well, except for when we were talking about the beer cheese, then she chimed in.
Oh yeah, that was good. That was really good.
It'd be a little more, it's just kill you to do a heart.
Yeah, just heart.
Well, I know I have video of Jesse. Because Julia was asking me too. She's like, is he really short? I'm like, no, he's not short. Danny is, yes, short for a man, I guess. But, you know, it's also, he has a big personality, so he just has a big presence. I wouldn't say Jesse's short. I wouldn't say he's tall. I said probably 5'9".
Well, it, like, Jax is taller than I thought. Like, Jax is, like, it gives off, like, a taller vibe than you would think on TV. And he's nowhere near Jax.
Right. Right.
And but I don't think, like, Jax is, what, maybe, like, 6 foot or something?
He's 6 foot because, yeah, it's like, he seems as big or tall as the Toms, but he's not.
Yeah, he's, and James, yeah.
He's, like, couple inches shorter than the Toms and James.
The other picture that was like really shocking as I was going through my Valley pictures was me and Kristen. She like towers over me, dude. Like, yeah. She like literally a whole like head taller than me. I was like, whoa. And I don't think she was wearing heels either.
Yeah.
She's tall.
So Katie also said she thinks Brock is a little two-faced. But again, okay. I think this is Brock being designated to be the delivery person.
But I feel like on reality TV, you can decide if you're going to be true to yourself and like speak the truth, or if you're going to do what producers want. And he's doing what producers want. He hasn't learned yet how to like come into his own. And he kind of mentioned that on the after show too, when he was talking about Daniel. And he's like, I know what it feels like to come in as the plus one on this show. Like, it's not easy. Everyone thinks you're there for the wrong reasons. And that made me like take pause for a second and give him a little bit of a break, because it's true. Anything, for some reason, anything that he's doing right now is rubbing me the wrong way. And like, I'm just like so reactive to anything that he's doing because he's bugging me. And I think it's because he's trying to find his place and he's trying to make it work. So I don't know.
I was a little upset that he called his mom the same name he called me, Legend. That makes me really important, I guess. I'm like, oh, you think of me the same level as your mom? Cool. Okay, so we had people attend an event and talk to Ariana, and Ariana said no, something about her's not opening May 22nd, or it won't be the grand opening, or it's not opening. But that was a lie, because then they already had a soft announcement of May 22nd. Like, obviously, we talked about it on a podcast 2 weeks ago about you tending out on the sidewalk. But then they, you know, officially released it, I guess, last night on Andy, May 22nd. So I'm like, but just 3 days ago, you told people that, no, it wasn't May 22nd. I was like, that's just kind of dumb. Like, why are you lying to people?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's still on for May 22nd. Are you still going to get your tent out?
Hell yeah.
Okay, well, have fun.
Yeah.
I will probably go up. I will not tent, and I'll wait in line. I mean, I love tenting, just not on pavement, on pee-stained streets.
I'm not going to hold your place in the first place in line if I tent there and you show up at noon.
I know, and then I'm going to be in this line, and then I'm going to be like, I'm not standing in this line. Oh, I know, it's like a lose-lose. I don't know, I'll have to figure something out.
I know. Me too. But I know that, like, I feel like we've been through this for, you know, this has been going on for a long time now. I feel like this is like, it's not like the closure to it, but it's like, we have to see this through. You know, I went to Cane's, I got to go to the sandwich shop. I don't know. It's just, I'm a glutton for punishment. I don't know.
It's so hit or miss with the lines with them and her.
Yeah.
It's like there's either a massive crowd or there's no crowd. It's like, huh?
Yeah. Well, it depends on the promotion of it too, you know, like, and how they... Yeah, yeah. I was just looking at that footage too, and I was like, I never released that on our Instagram of Ariana being like, what's up, Vanderpump Rules party? Like, she totally shall. I need to put that on our Instagram because it's just cute. Like, there's
The last event you went to?
At the lips. Like, I think I shared it in Patreon only. I didn't put it on Instagram. I don't know why.
Put it on Instagram right now.
I will.
You need to max it all out.
I will.
For sure.
Well, even like, with the El Rey footage that was on, like, it was really fun going back to my footage that I had, even though it wasn't, there was nothing, like, I don't like putting a lot of Sandoval on our reels anymore, because it's, like, not, it's, mm-hmm. like, the joke isn't funny anymore. It's like we all, it's like it just hurts our ears. But it was still fun to, like, you know, I was there, I saw it. So it's fun going back and having that footage. So that's why
it's
like
good to see.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Yeah.
It's good to see the perspective of, you know, what the crowd really is. Like you guys see the See You Next Tuesdays and they make it look so massive and it's so small. That it's important to also, you know, kind of have someone to either, even if your videos didn't portray it, to report on, actually the crowd, they just got a really good angle or shot. It wasn't that big. You know, same with his Canyon Club performances. You know, some of Tom's were huge, some were not so huge. So it's just good that you were there to capture, like, the actual truth of it.
Yeah, and I didn't end up sharing my crowd one because I was just like, it just seemed so catty. Like, I was like, I don't know, it was just, I couldn't do it.
Ooh.
Yeah. I
like catty.
I don't like it. It wasn't good, and it didn't tell the story properly.
Okay.
So I'll have to work on it. I feel like now, like, all the events that, like, we're going to, like, that we have coming up, I know how to, like, reel now, so I can do it. I'm learning, everyone.
All right, you want to get into the valley?
Yeah, let's do it.
So they pick up at the tail end of this hallway fight. I mean, I appreciated Janet here. She wanted to finish eating dinner because she's hungry. And, like, I hate when, like, things go to waste. Like, these shows we watch, and they're like, they order, and they're like, that's it. And they storm off. I'm like, what about the sandwich you just ordered or
yeah.
whatever?
Oh, I would, like, I'd be like, can you box that up? I need to go.
Yeah. And Jack's feeling left out of the conversation. He feels like he should go, like, tell everyone to blame him so he can be involved. He's like, this is unusual.
Yeah.
I don't understand Michelle's accent. She was born here. But it's like she has an accent. And then she says, Kristen keeps threatening me. Like, threaten me. Threatening.
Oh, my
me.
God. I literally spelled it with, like, spaces because she put the wrong, like, you know, like when you're teaching, like, your, like, kids how to, like, clap through. Like, you're, like, you know. Commitment, you know, it's like
D-I-N-G-O.
Threatening. It's not threatening.
Yeah, exactly.
She's all, she keeps threatening me.
Yeah. Like, and I understand she's first generation, both her parents were, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's like,
I'm first generation. My dad is an immigrant, yeah. And you don't hear me with an accent.
There you go.
But I feel like it's a mix. I actually that so then further in when they go on their double date, like I actually really enjoy watching her talk, like her mouth moves and it's like it's almost like ASMR. Like I actually get kind of, it's like I get sleepy when she's talking because she's like it's like sing songy. I don't know. Yeah, there's something about it for sure.
So producers ask Michelle if Kristen has secrets she's protecting. And Michelle, like, she pauses and then she's like, no, with a scowl on her face. But it's like, it doesn't sound believable.
She's been given, how many times have they, like, each person has asked her. The producers have asked her. Jesse has asked her. It's like, we, the audience, are sitting there going,
I mean, Jesse had a pretty good argument. He's like, she used to get on me about my, you know, when we were first getting my cell phone down, and now hers is face down. And then she always would post on girls' night. Now she doesn't post. Oh, she said she's taking a break in social media. That's bullshit. She's never taken a break. That's, you know, I'm like, yeah, you might want to pay attention to those red flags, Jesse.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty. Those are the little things that you know something is up. It's like you think you're being discreet, but you're not. But it's like, and you've got someone like Kristen Doty or like you or me, we're going to pick up on those things.
And yeah, you know? It's just the change in behavior. You know, it's like the working out more, the, you know, being away from the house more. It's those little changes that, like, especially like if you're already not paying attention and the relationship is going down and then that person just takes advantage of that. Like, oof.
It was cute when Danny kept raising his hand and he is like, no, no, no. And then they're interviewed. He's like, I just want to help. I feel like I can help. She's like, no, we're staying out of it.
Yeah.
But what's not cute is them all trying to kick Kristen out. You know, you are new to this school, sir, ma'am. You barely go here. You are not to tell the originator, Doty, she can't be part of your little group anymore. And then Janet chiming in. Janet, you know, fangirl, moved here, infiltrated. These are terms we've heard people say into the friend group. Kristen welcomed you to be like, I'm not inviting her to any of my games either, you know, or, you know, events.
Yeah, yes.
But I have to say it in the tone of the reindeer coach. Let's not invite Rudolph to any more reindeer games. That's not acceptable, Janet and Jesse.
I just, like, how did they think this was going to go over? I think they possibly thought that us viewers would be like, yeah, Kristen's out again. Ha ha ha. What a liar. What a weirdo. But nope, that's not what we're doing.
people are only tuning in. They only tuned into the Valley 50% because of Kristen, 50% of Jax or Jax and Brittany. No one would have watched this show if it was like Michelle and Jesse, Nia and Danny, Jenna and Jason. Nobody knows who they are. Nobody would have tuned in. So they should thank Kristen for their job.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. And Jax.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesse doesn't believe in divorce. He said his grandparents stayed married. His parents stayed married. The old days, you make a commitment and you stick with it. I mean, like, I admire that, and that it's clearly he's trying. I mean, he's doing the dishes. He's going to therapy. Like, as annoying and douchey as he is, it does appear like he is making the gestures to try and do what he can.
This whole conversation, like, with the smoothies was really... They keep doing... Like, I've actually, like, written them off. Like, I don't care about their storyline. But Jesse, believe it or not, keeps reeling me back in because he has these moments where he's so vulnerable and he's so open that...
Yeah, he was crying last week.
That, like...
She's never cried.
It's not that I'm rooting for him. It's that I feel bad that he's sticking to his... Like, I guess to his commitment so much more than she is. And, like, I can see it and he can't. So it's heartbreaking. Like, even how he was like, well, you know, you stuck up for me right away during that fight, you know. And, you know, although Kristen's a lot of things, maybe she's bringing us together. And it's like, oh.
Yeah.
And it was kind of true. Like, the mixed signals that she sent him during that fight, like, she did stick up for him right away. She, yeah. You know, like, brought her body in between his and someone, you know, it's like, oh, like, she does care about me. So, it's confusing.
Poor Brittany got hurt in the midst of it, fucked up her eye.
She had her eye scratched.
So, yeah, I mean, I will give him that. I don't like what he's doing, you know, calling Kristen a pathological liar and that she should be kicked out of the group. I don't like any of that stuff. But as far as their marriage, I see him trying, her not trying. He's emotional. She's not. It just proves my point even more that I think, yes, she left him. She was ready to move on. And then this show opportunity came up. And the only way it was going to happen is if she was married. And now, like, I think she divorced him as soon as wrapping. You know, they said they separated in October right after filming wrapped. But the show asked them not to reveal it until recently, you know, for the show purposes. But I think, you know, part of this whole, her secrets, you know, that also prompted the separation, the divorce, because she knew her secrets were about to be revealed and her marriage would be over because that's a deal breaker for Jesse, as you said.
Yes.
So I don't know. I think it's just all very convenient and she's just biding her time.
I also cringed when at the end of like their conversation, they were like Team Michelle and Jesse, and she's like, "Yeah, Team Michelle and Jesse."
What, for a month?
Yeah, it's like, oof. And then like, I just wrote in my notes, "Ew." Next, I have in my notes justice for Sherry and Mama because. What the heck? Like, why did they only get to be in, like, 3 milliseconds of the scene?
You never did tell me about dinner.
Oh, dinner. I'm sorry, excuse me. They were in one more scene when Jax was flipping out for them to be quiet and to get out of the house.
Yeah, Sherry, the look on Sherry's face, she's like, rrr. He's like, Brittany, shh. Cruz needs to focus.
I mean, there was a lot of them bipping around the kitchen, so I kind of got what he was saying, but then he did it back, and he's like, Brittany, where's my glasses?
Yeah. and it does make sense, because as we see with Janet and Jason watching Cruz later, I mean, you don't want to say, like, he has, like, Jax's attention span. He's 2. Every 2-year-old has that attention span. So, yeah, he probably did need a quieter, less people... You know, or I don't know why the lady was doing it right there in the living room. They should have just gone to, like, a different room or something.
They should have gone out on the patio or something, yeah.
Yeah, or the playroom or his bedroom or I don't know, office, I don't know. Not the kitchen. But, anyways.
As soon as we get our flyer made for our trivia night, I will be inviting Sherry. Okay. I hope she can fly in.
Yeah, or Mama.
Yeah, all of them. I'm going to invite Dana, Katie's mom, Terry, everybody, Erica, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. Okay, so I like this part, Janet talking to Jason about like what Jasmine told her and the stuff she knows and Jax and Kristen, and Jason's just like, my wife quit her job when she got pregnant. I didn't realize she was quitting it to take on another job of like queen of gossip. Like, I like that he kind of calls her out on it. He's like, you know, it's not really our business. And she's like, I must find out the truth.
I know. We had two call-outs this episode. You know, Jason kind of called out Janet and Luke called out Kristen.
Yeah.
And, it was it was satisfying as a viewer, you know, for them to be like, to hold them accountable a little bit. It was cool.
Yeah, Jason's like, I think a lot of these people need jobs or hobbies, including Janet.
I mean,
even she owns it.
Even when Janet had a job, she was still doing this. So it's nothing new.
Yes, true. So Kristen and Luke go to the doctor so she can find out if she's a fertile myrtle. And Luke says, Kristen will be the mother of my children and will be my wife.
If I was Kristen and he said that, like, I would have melted and been like, that's so freaking nice. I think that's why she likes Luke. You know, he's very, he fills her cup in that way. He stands by her. He's loyal. And I think she needs that.
Mm-hmm. So the doctor says, try for a few more months. Well, so now I'm curious because it has been a few more months. So are they... I wonder what they're doing now, if they're doing anything, like, gonna try some IVF?
Especially since they had a miscarriage, I would assume that that things have progressed further from where they were, you know. So, obviously, yeah. It worked. So, now back to the drawing board again. What a bummer. I feel like that's like just as a sensitive a topic as Nia's storyline right now. You know, it's like, damn.
Yeah, that was rough. I mean, I think it's good for people to see that and that see that and relate. So, you know, it can bring mothers together. But the part of that that I thought you would love was Sally's accent.
Yes. I love the sister-in-law, Sally.
You know, it's very normal, you know, you just keep going forward, you know, don't worry about it, you know.
I do not mean this like I'm not saying this in like a patronizing way at all, but I wonder if maybe like Nia should not have signed on to the show when she was taking so much on in motherhood and like in this moment with like what she's dealing with. Like, it seems like way too much to ask of her. To be filming, she has these little baby twins at home. She has two, like, it's
moving.
It's so obvious to see that this woman is completely tapped out. And I remember just having Ronnie, like, when someone would ask me to go to dinner, like, it would be like I would have a full blown meltdown I see her trying to get ready and looking at her body. It's like, you know, it's like she just had a baby. She just had babies. And it's like, to me, it's just like, who put you in this position, Nia? And I'm sure she wanted to be. She's beautiful. She was made for TV, but maybe wrong timing.
Yeah.
But again, I love that she is sharing it. I just like, it just breaks my heart that she's going through this like on camera. It's, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I liked this little confessional of Jax too. He's like, you know, I gave these people one simple job, one easy little project. I tell you, Jasmine, all you have to do is take the ball and run with it, and you don't. You know? So he admits to setting up this whole, like, rumor mill situation. And,
yeah,
like,
I think they thought this scene was going to be, like, a little juicier than it was. Like, Janet comes waddling over, and she's like, I heard that you said... that you know, and then Brittany's like, what do you know, Jax? You know, it was like, but it, like nothing really, because like no one actually knows anything, so it just like ended.
But then Brittany's kind of set, and Janet's like, and I heard you know too, Brittany, and you can see in Brittany's face, like, Yeah, she's like, but I'm not like Kristen. I'm not going to tell my friends their business. I take up for my friends.
See?
So basically, you're kind of confirming that it's true.
Yeah. I would still rather tell my secret to Brittany. I feel like she would keep it locked.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's kind of confirming that there is a secret to keep locked.
Yeah.
By saying that. So I believe that the rumors are true.
Would you like to go and see this tantric intimacy coach?
Oh, my God. I almost just had it, too. Oh, God. I have. Okay. It was driving me crazy because I know this woman. I've seen this woman. She's been on another show.
Yes.
And it was just on the tip of my tongue.
I feel like I have, too.
Oh, I think I... maybe not. I feel like she's this woman from Love After Lockup. She's like a friend of Britney's, not Britney Cartwright. Okay, maybe that's who she's reminding me of. I've definitely seen her. But, I mean, I feel bad because, like, maybe they shouldn't have done the whole date night and then taken that time to have a discussion. They should have just leaned into the romance because now the whole room's race wasted, the whole night's wasted, and they were prepped up by this, like, little tantric stuff to, like, bring them closer. I mean, I felt
so bad when, like, I don't know, like, the lady's like, you guys, like, your body language is so open. I can see, like, there's, like, no cheating or anything like that. And Brittany's like, well, there has been in the past, but... And Jax is like, not since the marriage.
I was more concerned about the green snakeskin stripper fabric Brittany chose to wear in this scene.
Yeah. I feel bad for the way that Brittany is talking about herself, her body, or, like, you know, not feeling, like, desired or whatever. That's really sad. And
then on top of that, like... So she feels that way, but then now also Jax doesn't put her on a pedestal anymore, or takes her for granted, and so it's like this double whammy. Like, something you're used to is now gone, and then your body's changed because of, you know, the baby and everything, so you've got these two whammies hitting her, and it's, yeah, obviously really affecting her.
And I really think that it's going to take, like, a lot of work to, like, get back to anything, and I do not want them to break up. I don't, like, I am, like, literally ride or die for them right now. Like, I can't do this. Like, it's like, you know, like, when a couple breaks up and everyone's like, but, and I don't, they're not even that to me. It's just, like, I feel like we've done so much work to get them here.
Yeah.
And now it's like, what? Like, we're going to give up that easily?
Brittany even said, she's like, I know everyone told me, they warned me before, it's Jax, and I had my blinders on. It's like, yeah, well, that's when we wanted you to do it, but now you guys have, like, stuck through it and worked through it and grown together. Now we don't want that anymore.
Yes.
You're too late. It's like, we've changed. We've grown with you. So that sucks, but. It doesn't sound like they're getting back together.
Well, and I also feel like it's not just that, like, she had a baby and, like, things have changed. I think they went through a very traumatic, like, financial situation where they were literally, you know, scared for their lives of, like, what was going to happen. And that can be, like, extremely – Chad and I have been hit with that where, we're just now coming out of it. But, like, COVID hit his business so freaking hard. Like, after something like that happens, it's like do or die. There's no time for anything else. It's like survival mode. And mm-hmm. I really feel like, in a way, that's what Jax was, like, trying to say to her. But what she was saying is she lived it too. Like, she absolutely knows what they're fighting for. And, like, they can't meet in the middle on it. That was rough, dude.
Yeah. So the boys go bowling, and Jason and Jax talk to Luke about Kristen. They say every boyfriend has said she's a compulsive liar. I don't think she's a compulsive liar. I think it was really good, like, Zach and somebody else and Luke explained, like, she gets triggered, so then she's like Jax. She just spits out whatever comes to mind, and sometimes she twists words and then it changes the meaning of it.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not like an intentional compulsive liar.
Yeah.
You know.
So I liked this little pep talk because at first I thought Jax was being like a little demeaning to Luke. You know, it like where you would be defensive being Luke with like the things that they're saying. But then I thought they did a pretty good job of saying like, look, like this has come up in every relationship that she's ever had. We're just at like, and everyone in the group is saying it. We're just asking you to please look at it, talk to her and like, and see for yourself, like if you can see what we are seeing. And Luke didn't really want to do that, but he did. You know, and he said, like, I'll talk to her, like, I'll, and it seemed to kind of sink in what they were saying. And so I was like, oh, shit. Like he took it, like, I think he handled it very well.
Yeah.
And then he has the sit down with her, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, because she's like, I think she's trying to appease him, right? So she's like, yep, yep, I will. But he's like, no, you can't just say yes. We need to have a discussion. You're like, you know, like, and he's probably right. It's like, he's like, say something, say more. He's like, this isn't the Kristen I fell in love with or no. And
I do think like there are certain people who like repeat, I guess, problems or thing, you know, like they keep having like a problem and they're conditioned to like someone bringing it up. And so they're just like, I'll do better. Yes. Yes. I'll try. Like, I almost want to liken it to like an addict where they're like, look, like that's it. Like I'm done. Like I just need like a little more help and then I'll, you know, then I'm good. You won't see me again. I swear I'm good. I'm good. You know, it's like all these promises. Yeah. Just to appease you. And so like, they just want you to like move on and be happy in that moment so they can like make it past that uncomfortable feeling. And that, yeah. That it really looked like what Kristen was doing where she was like, okay, okay. Can we go back to cuddling now? Like I'll be a good girl.
Yeah. She looks, yeah. She looked kind of depleted and like her flame burnt out. Like, no, yeah. don't like leave me. Oh, what he said, if, you know, if we're going to go forward, and that just freaked her out. If, don't tell me if, don't tell me if. You
and
know?
I like, think I, and this is where like I will take up for Luke because I feel like I love that he noticed that. Like, for a man to notice that and to see, like, what puts his partner's light out, you know, it's like, you have to handle Kristen in a certain way. And, like, he has to be willing to take that on if he's going to be her life partner. So I think that it was good that he recognized, like, you have to talk to her in a certain way. She has to understand things in a certain way. Otherwise, she's going to just shut down and that's it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Okay, going back to this double date dinner where we had kind of touched on it because Nia broke down with her postpartum.
Yes, yes.
Why she broke down, I kind of liked because it kind of put Michelle in her place, like kind of made Michelle look like this shallow little, like, you know, because Michelle's complaining about Kristen and she's like, every single person warned me about Kristen. It's like, really? Every single person? And, you know, so she's complaining and then Nia just starts crying and basically says, look, this is exhausting. I am dealing with so many problems or like issues right now with postpartum. Like, this shit's just small potatoes, okay? In the scope of things, you should be able to get over it.
But
I'm
again,
dealing with a whole lot more than that.
Why is she on a reality show then? You can't come to film and then be like, I don't want to talk about the biggest freaking blow up we just had because my cup is too full. Then stay home. Like, and that's like no shade to her. Like, I love that she, like, Nia is really good at boundaries. And I think that, like, the group could totally learn from that because that's like, me and you have talked about boundaries of like me and Michaela and everybody. We say yes too much. Like, Nia is like, my boobs are spilling. I'm leaving. Like, she's very good at being like, I'm done. Here we go. But I was a little disappointed in this moment because I was like, I wanted to hear more. And she shut it down crying, saying she couldn't take it. But it's like, we're filming a reality show here. Like, what? I don't.
That's true. That's a good perspective. Like, I was...
maybe double date with Jasmine and Zach, someone who can handle the conversation.
Yeah, they should have. That would have been better because then we could have. I liked that she did it because it made Michelle look small.
Yes, yes. I will.
Like,
yeah.
Petty. It made Michelle look petty. But at the same time, we do want to hear that more than we want to hear about postpartum.
I also love that they're house hunting and they did like a whole little blurb on like, where's Santa Clarita?
I mean, the 5 bedrooms and a yard or a pool for 1.2, that's
pretty good.
I'd go to Santa Clarita, although it's always burning, isn't it?
It's too far. It really is too far.
I mean, yeah, you can't Uber to WeHo from Santa Clarita.
No,
you can do it from Tarzana, where they are. You can do it from the Valley, but you can't really, like, you're almost Santa Barbara at this point.
And you just need someone to really, really look for you, and you can find something.
Why on earth does Mia think that they could find something conducive for 3 children in Miracle Mile or WeHo? What?
I don't know.
Like, maybe like Culver City or Mar Vista or something, or you go to the Valley. Like, there's no way.
There's no way.
And also, I see where you live in Tarzana, and there's no way you could afford anything then in WeHo or Miracle Mile. Come on.
A fixer-upper.
If they're trying to grow.
What? Yeah. Maybe a fixer-upper.
But if they're trying to get a bigger space, there's just no way.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyways. Okay, so then I guess this brings us to the Mondrian.
Yes. I loved seeing Janet and Jason try to babysit. I think that's like, it should be a real eye-opener for what they have coming.
Oh, my God. I have never related so hard. They're like, okay, well, what time is it now? And it says it had been like 10 minutes since they left.
I relate to that. I look at the clock and I'm like, it's freaking only 1? Like,
that's what if I had the kids all weekend, like when they're small, right? Like now it's easy, but when they're babies and toddlers, I swear to God, you guys have like 4 days in one of my days. And it would be like, I'm like, oh my God, okay, is it like 4 o'clock now? And it'd be 10 a.m. And I'm like, what am I going to do all day?
Yeah, that's why it's either like you go balls to the wall and you stay super busy and you just wear out their battery, or you like make them chill. And then sometimes that's not enjoyable for you either. So it's actually, that's why I'm always going balls to the wall. It's just easier.
Yeah. Makes the time go faster, I'm sure.
But it was so funny. Like, he's crying, he's running back and forth, he's in his socks, he's in his diaper, he's eating. Like, it was hilarious.
They're like, are they allowed to run in socks?
And Jason looked like he's going to be such a good dad. Like, he was so hands-on, and it was cute.
Loved Jason when he talked about holding a baby. He's like, I mean, I don't really, because this is me 100,000,000%. He's like, I don't really understand it. He's like, in the worst case scenario, I drop the baby, so that's not good. In the best case scenario, I'm just still holding a baby. And I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
Because I never understand the thrill why people are like, oh, I love holding a baby. I'm like, why? I don't get it. I never have. I never will. I've experienced my own families as babies, and like, I just never, it's not a thing for me.
Yeah. I get that.
They're just there.
Yeah.
You know, once they,
I'm feeling that like a little bit more with my brother's baby. Like, I thought it would be so different. I thought it would be like my own baby, and it's not. And it's actually, I'm starting to like understand your feelings a little bit, because like, I kind of get it. And yeah. And it's like, and they can do nothing. Like, it's just like, you have to just like move them around. And
I think maybe you would have had a little bit more had that baby been born before you had kids.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, but it's just like, I don't know. Yeah, it's not the same. And I totally, like, and I feel like it's giving me perspective for you, too, because I don't know. I can't, like, the things I would say right now are gross. But yeah, it's like, it's just, it's not my kid, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it has nothing to do with, like, if you love them or want to hang out with them, and you know, obviously,
yeah,
I mean, that's what I do like all the time. I'm like, can I, you know,
yeah,
anyway. So, I mean, it was a nice suite, and
okay,
they got the little chef. I don't know if I'd want them cooking in my room because,
I've been kind of smelly. I'm really triggered by the Mondrian. Why are we shooting there so much?
I know.
It's like, can you, like, damn.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's nice. So, like, I'm not hating on it. I'm just like, it's a lot of.
We did our first podcast with Jeremy Maddox in the Mondrian. We got a suite. We had a balcony. We had Pirate. We had Edmund.
That was so fun.
We had a TV dressed up as a mirror, like a who's the fairest of them all, a witchy kind of mirror that turned into a TV. Yeah. I mean, we've done a lot at the Mondrian.
We have. There's a lot of history there. Yeah.
They probably signed some contract, like, you know, buy two filming projects, get three free or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So, but then they sit down and, yeah, they're cooking dinner in the room, which I think would, like, make a smell that wouldn't go away. And Jax is kind of lecturing Brittany, you know? And, like, we can't have another baby right now. We need, you know, Cruz needs extra attention right now. And that's probably true, plus with the bar opening. But she's like, a baby needs to come before the bar. She's like, but in the reality of it, they are in the midst of opening a bar. So I think his points are valid. However, they had previously discussed about starting for baby number two as soon as filming wraps. So I think they both have fair points. And also, I do think they need to take Cruz into consideration because he maybe does need a little extra attention right now.
But when, like, Brittany, like, she would still be able to give attention pregnant. A baby's going to be a baby for a while. Like, she would still be able to fully devote time. But I had a problem with, I guess, the way they had the conversation because I actually agreed with a lot that Jax was saying. I did not agree with how he was saying it. Yeah. And it was, he saw that it was working her up and he just continued to, like, gaslight and gaslight. And it was,
yeah, she's like, I mean, she's like, he's the only thing that I literally care about in this world. I'm like, what about Mama and your mom and Jax? But,
Well, and I think that if he would have stopped and acknowledged that and said, Brittany, like, I can't wait to bring more children into this world with you because you are an incredible mom. I think that would have, like, stopped her in her tracks and, like, helped a little bit, but he wouldn't. He just kept going, and it was horrible. It was, like, horrible to watch.
He's invalidating her feelings. He's like, there's no reason to be sad. And she's like, I can't have an emotion. And he's like, no, you can't. You can't have an emotion over something like this. And it's like, you guys have been talking. They've been talking on their podcast all year how they're going to start for baby number two after filming. And so it's like it's something she's been thinking about. Yeah, she could have an emotion, and he's telling her it's dumb, you know, invalidating that. So and you're right. He totally doubled down on gaslighting her.
And I also think that she could have stopped and said something. And I hope that – I don't think this is offensive, but, like, just how I mentioned that, like, it's traumatizing to go through, like, you know, they lost their jobs. They had no money coming in. Like, that's a lot. And, you know, Jax and Brittany are trying to support their family. I think that they're probably, like, a little traumatized by, like, everything that has gone on with Cruz, too. And Jax is probably thinking of how much work this has been with Cruz. Another baby might not be like that. You know, like, I'm not saying that anything is wrong with Cruz, but I'm just saying that, like, it could be a different experience. And I am sure that they would be fine bringing another child into the world. But I think as a mom, when you are excited for baby number two and someone's telling you no, it's like, I see why she got so worked up because it's like, what do you mean no? Like, I don't know. Especially after she's probably doing everything, you know?
I mean, my mom told me this weekend, we were here with my sister and my niece and everything. And she retold the story I've heard many times that if I was the first child, I would have been an only child baby because of how I was as a baby. You know what I mean? So baby's different.
Exactly. And to be like, they did not say that at all. I was just thinking that, like, you know, you never know, like, how it's gonna go. And I think that they've done such a great job with Cruz. And I know Jax can balance everything. Like, that's what Brittany wanted to yell at him. Like, you can do it. Like, come on. Like,
yeah, by the time she actually gets pregnant, has a baby, the bar's going to have been open for a year. And I get a stress right now because they're trying to open it right then.
And Jack's being like, what, you're going to come to the bar 7 months pregnant? It's like, yeah, she totally can. Everyone would love that. Like for him to be like, you have to stay at home. Like, that's ridiculous.
Haven't you seen Sweet Home Alabama? It's like, you have a baby.
Yeah.
In a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then he's like, well, my job requires me to leave the house. Yours doesn't.
Ugh.
But then she gets him back. She's like, he's like, well, you don't even do anything. I take care of everything. He's like, oh, low blow, Brittany. That's a slap in the face. So it's like, he can slap her in the face, but like when she does it back, it's like, ooh, low blow.
Because I bet she really does everything. And she's like, you know, she's not saying that to be nice, but he, like, what he does is go out and make appearances.
I mean, I feel like this whole conversation was like a very real conversation.
Oh,
it was very raw and real.
And then the way it ended with him like getting up and like taking a moment to go get air or something and her just sitting there with the chef in there. I was like, this is so freaking awkward.
Yeah.
Like not like this. That's not what she like. She finally has a night away. Like, can we not?
Yeah. And that room isn't cheap.
No.
I mean, I guess production maybe paid for some of it.
I'm sure.
I mean, yeah. Their basic room is $500 or $600.
Yeah.
This is a suite. So, well, I mean, that was pretty good. I'm excited for next week.
Yeah.
We've got the Vanderpump finale. Then we've got another Juicy Valley. I just made a rhyme. I got to work on my questions, my poll questions now today that we are done with this podcast. I will work on my poll questions and get that off. It's going to be so much easier next week when I have a new phone because the amount of work I have to do with this phone.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It like takes me 3 times longer than it should because of the keyboard situation.
Totally.
So I'm excited. I'm committed to going this week. I just couldn't do it yesterday or today because, you know, we needed to crank out our stuff.
Yes, now we're done. Feels good. And we'll be back.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Go check out our Patreon. It's only $3 a month. Go check out our reels on Instagram, Vanderpump Rules Party. Leave us a 5-star review if you can. Even if just you hit the 5 stars, we're happy with that.
Totally.
All right. Cool.
Okay. Bye.